On scorching hot days, Idaho farmers swath hay across the Snake River Plain. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Saw a blog about hay from Idaho Farm Bureau blogger and reporter Jake Putnam, so I gave him a call. Jake, you know, it's kind of funny. I did a story the other day about apparently there's emergency haying that is being allowed on CRP crops because of drought up near Montana. How are things looking for hay people here?
We've been really lucky here. So far, we're not seeing any of these drought conditions. Sure, we've had a heat wave, and the heat wave has helped and hurt the hay crop so far. It's hurt the crop in that we're not going to have as much dairy-grade hay. It was just simply too hot. But it's really helped in terms of keeping things dry, and yields are up. Some of these hay crop yields are just crazy. So a lot of this hay, instead of being dairy-grade, will go to export or, you know, will just be good feeder hay. And that hay is going for, you know, anywhere now for 130 to up to 150. So that's not bad. But on the bright side, you know, there's still going to be good demand going into the next year with the dairy grade hay. So things are actually looking pretty good on the hay side.
Hay farmer Rick Pearson out of Hagerman says that demand is picking up. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.